Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Toll free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. And don't forget, we've got Skype username lrn.fm with you in the studio tonight. It's me, Ian.
Derek J.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us over at freetalklive.com. So we're going to continue to cover the Ross Ulbricht case, which has been developing over the last few weeks. I think we're in, is this week four? I think this is week four of what was expected to be a 4 to 6 week long trial. It does appear as though it will be a 4 week trial. The defense has begun its testimony, I guess, not testimony, but its period or whatever. The defense time is on.
Beep, beep.
Yep.
So you're free to move about the cabin.
Yeah, the prosecution rested its case earlier today, and right before they rested their case, they focused on the allegations about the murder for hire, which they had begun to focus on I think it was Thursday afternoon. And I definitely want to talk more about what's going on with that. Plus, Derek J., you've got news about an upcoming Satoshi Roundtable, as it is called, which is some sort of a not really secretive meeting, more kind of an open book meeting to some extent, in that the listing of attendees is open, of Bitcoin enthusiasts, Bitcoin big names.
Yeah,
but it is private
in a lot of ways.
I want to hear more about the event here in a little bit. So our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But what some of the big breaking news in the Ross Ulbricht case is, and of course Ross is the guy who's accused of running the Silk Road 1.0, the world's probably most infamous underground black marketplace. Ross, of course, in his defense opening statement, did admit through his attorney that he was the creator of the Silk Road. So the rest of the trial, and it'll be interesting to see what the defense's approach is this week, but during cross-examination, thus far, the defense has looked to try to poke as many holes as possible in the prosecution's case, which, of course, is what a defense attorney should do, and also to try to create some level of reasonable doubt that maybe it wasn't Ross Ulbricht who was the Dread Pirate Roberts the entire time, and that's essentially the narrative that they're going to be presenting here this week. But the interesting breaking news is that Ross Ulbricht is not going to be testifying on his in his own defense. According to the blog over the Wall Street Journal, he had been told on a Friday, I believe, by the judge that he had until Monday to make up his mind as to whether or not he was going to testify, and he has decided not to. Some legal experts have said putting Ulbricht on the witness stand would be a risky decision because it leaves him vulnerable to a tough cross-examination by government prosecutors. But he's allowed to change his mind on Tuesday as his defense team continues to put on its case. Ulbricht is on trial in Manhattan federal court, facing a range of criminal charges related to his alleged operation of the Silk Road. He has pleaded not guilty and said he was framed by the real perpetrator. The defense called its first three witnesses on Monday, all of whom said they knew Mr. Ulbricht since his childhood in Austin, Texas, and testified to his kind and gentle nature. Daniel Davis, 30-year-old employee of the city of Austin who went to middle school and high school with Ross, said he's one of the most peaceful people that I know. Closing arguments in Ulbricht's trial, which began 3 weeks ago, are expected to take place tomorrow. And so it's a short defense. As the jury of six men and six women could start deliberating as early as Wednesday. The timing of the trial is much shorter than anticipated. Last fall, Ulbricht's lawyers had indicated the testimony of their witnesses would take 1 to 2 weeks, according to court documents. Now, it's likely to take less than 1 day. Ulbricht's case was dealt a blow Monday after U.S. Judge Catherine Forrest threw out two expert witnesses for the defense, a Bitcoin entrepreneur named Andreas Antonopoulos. We've had him on the show before.
They threw him off?
apparently. And a Columbia University computer science professor named Stephen Bolovan. Obert's lawyers disclosed those witnesses last week, which Judge Forrest said in a strongly worded order was a, quote, belated and substantially inadequate notice. So it sounds like
these people that gave the defense a few days to look over the witness list.
That's correct. They got the witness list from the prosecution the weekend before the trial started.
Yeah, but still, like, Andreas Antonopoulos is, like, one of these experts in Bitcoin, and it sounds like if he were going to testify to anything, it would be to explain what Bitcoin is.
Was.
And so that would have been, I mean, they could have had ample notice to put him in as an expert witness, right? If they wanted to say, like, hey, we got to explain what Bitcoin is to this jury. You know, I hate to play devil's advocate for the side of the state, but really, you know, why wouldn't they have an opportunity to put that in with
sure.
lots of notice?
Yeah, I would agree with you that there should be more notice if that's what you want to do, but sometimes your plans change along the way, right? Like, you don't have a static defense. You see what the prosecution's doing, and you're going to have to sort of mold around that.
The prosecution changed their plans. They were going to call Inigo, who was one of the administrators of the Silk Road.
Right.
He was on the witness list, but
yeah.
he didn't get called.
But that's how you do it. You plan with, like, 40 witnesses, and then you use, like, three of them. You don't do it the opposite way.
But if you're going to send a man to prison for the rest of his life as a judge, you need to be flexible, right? Like, that's
yeah.
really the problem here.
Right.
Is this that you're falling into the paradigm, their paradigm. Their paradigm is messed up.
Well,
it is evil.
Mark, I think your point was really spot on, that this judge prevented the defense from knowing who the prosecution's witnesses were until literally the weekend before the trial, and now she's saying it's too little too late on these witnesses?
Yeah.
So it's clearly a double standard.
Hey, what about, you know, sometimes when you appeal a decision by a court and bring it to a higher level, you can only use the evidence that you used in the first trial, you know, like you start all over
right,
again.
Right, you can't call new witnesses or anything like that. Yeah.
Yeah, so if Ross doesn't testify here, does that mean he'll never get to testify?
That's correct.
Oh.
That means that anything we hear from Ross Ulbricht is going to be written from a jail cell, likely, unless this jury miraculously finds him not guilty. And, boy, it would be a miracle, I think, at this point.
How much could a prosecutor really dig into him if he's... I mean, how vulnerable could he be? I don't know. Can't you answer a question sometimes? Can't you be non-responsive on the witness stand?
You can't incriminate yourself, right? But... if you're under oath, well, yeah, I mean, you can always say things like, well, I don't recall.
Yeah.
Right? Sure. But how does that look to the jury, I guess, is a question.
Well, I don't know, especially if he's, like, as peaceful as everyone says he is. I've never seen him in person or seen him speak. I wish he would.
I think that
sounds like he's
thank Rich Paul's case. Rich is our friend who is hosting Tuesday nights here on Free Talk Live. And he faced 100 years in prison for selling some marijuana here in Keene, New Hampshire. And I feel like the lawyer talked him out of testifying, the government's lawyer, the defense attorney, talked him out of testifying. And I think that meant that he never got to connect with that jury.
Yeah, people want to know who you are. Yeah. You know, it's not good enough to be like, oh, I work for the city of Austin and Ross is a really nice guy, the most peaceful man I know. Well, who the hell are you?
Right.
It doesn't matter. Let me see Ross. Let me see how peaceful he is. You know, if I'm a member of the jury, that's what I'm thinking.
Now, this is obviously the
Wall Street. I would also point out that... you know, with the situation, Ross can't really do much worse, right? Like, how much worse can this go as far as the way we've seen this case be reported?
I agree. It doesn't seem. I was really hoping for a really strong defense this week, and maybe it's because the judge neutered the case, but so far, I mean, again, this is the Wall Street Journal's perspective. It may be very statist. I don't know. It'd be interesting to see what the folks from the Liberty Beat have to say about this. Maybe somebody else who was in the courtroom get a second perspective on these three witnesses today.
It's almost like they're throwing in the towel, though. I mean, one
day. It does feel like that.
One day for a defense after 4 weeks for the prosecution's case?
Judge Forrest said she was unable to properly assess the witnesses' qualifications because the defense failed to say what opinions these witnesses will offer. Judge Forrest wrote in her order, quote,
I love how qualifications matter here. I mean, this is a man's trial where he's going to go to prison likely for the rest of his life, and the judge is saying, well, I'm not sure this person's qualified to... you know what? If I want somebody to come dressed as the Easter Bunny to my trial, I should be able to do that. You're going to put me in prison for
right.
the rest rest of my life. This is the kind of latitude you should allow a person to have at their trial. This is how the deck is stacked. People want to pretend the state is somehow equal to the defense. And I would ask this, how much the people on the one side had to pay nothing for the prosecution, but the defense had to pay $100,000.
Was it $100,000?
Well, I'm just guessing a number.
It sounds like it's a lot, because, I mean, from what I understand, they're still looking to raise money over at FreeRoss.
There's nothing fair here, and frankly, it shouldn't be. The burden of proof relies on the prosecution.
We'll come back with more. Your thoughts are welcome on the Ross Ulbricht case. It ain't over yet. Are they going to have an ace up their sleeve? It's Free Talk Live.
Honestly, we canceled an appointment to have Jake euthanized to give Dynavite a chance to save this dog's life. Jake is an 8-year-old male Akita. His entire stomach and groin area, his face, his elbows, his ears, every orifice was just riddled with yeast and sores. We had a vet treat him, and Jake didn't respond at all. My son heard the commercial for Dynavite, DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Within 4 days, Jake started to heal. It was the most amazing thing I have ever seen. The yeast is receding, and now his belly is completely cleared up. It chokes me up. It brings tears to my eyes. Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, January 19th, 2015, gold opened at $1,276.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,322.93, $661.47 for a half ounce, or $330.73 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,258.35, $661.47, and $330.73.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. We're talking about the latest of the Ross Ulbricht case, and the Wall Street Journal has the more detailed story here that I've seen. Obviously, there's been some great coverage all along from the folks over at Forbes magazine, and I think it was Andy Greenberg. Actually, he moved over to Wired. So he was with Forbes. He interviewed the Dread Pirate Roberts back in 2013, and that was also something that the judge ruled to keep out of this trial, was the interview that the Wired author, and now Wired author, Andy Greenberg had done with Dread Pirate Roberts. Of course, for those of you just tuning in, we're talking about the trial of Ross Ulbricht, who is accused of running the Silk Road. He admitted through his attorney in opening statements to being the creator of the Silk Road, but said that he left after a few months and then was somehow dragged back in by the current operators, whoever they were, right before the site got taken down, and that he was set up, that he was framed for this, that he didn't do what they said that he did, and that is that they're alleging that Dread Pirate Roberts set up hits. He hired hitmen to go after people that were putting the Silk Road in jeopardy. So that's where they went on Thursday afternoon. That's where the prosecution was going, and then they continued that line of questioning in this morning's trial in Manhattan.
So far, it's been my understanding that there's no evidence of that. Is that correct? Did they present any evidence yet?
Well, all they have is chat logs.
Okay, so that's not evidence, right?
Well, in theory, there were claims that at least a few of the times that he'd allegedly hired a hitman, that they were federal agents that were masquerading as though they were going to be the hitmen. And the claim in the indictment was that he had sent money as payment. So in theory, they should also have evidence that some sort of wire transfer or Bitcoin or whatever was made to pay off the supposed hitman. But I don't know how much of that information was transferred to the jury during the trial today.
I'm going to have a very difficult time supporting Ross Ulbricht if he hired a hitman on people.
But you can't prove that it was Ross, right? Like, maybe it was one of these other people who allegedly had access to the Dread Pirate Roberts account.
I haven't sat in this jury. You know, and so therefore I have a, you know, to some extent a presumed innocence thing, but I have followed this trial as closely as most people in America, more closely than the vast majority of people in America. So I wouldn't call myself an expert, but I am certainly an informed viewer.
Well, wait a minute. Didn't the Silk Road have like millions of users? So if
that sounds like
I don't know if it was that much.
Okay, well,
there was quite a few though. Hundreds of thousands. Yeah.
Okay, so 100,000 people's lives are at stake. They could go to prison because one person's threatening to reveal that information. Are you saying, Mark,
what information?
The private information about all of the users of the Silk Road. Say one person had threatened to reveal all of the information about the users on the Silk Road. Isn't that what the threat was?
That's similar to what happened here. Do you want me to go through the details?
Yeah, please. So, you know, then would you still be opposed, Mark, to hiring a hitman?
Hiring a hitman sounds like something I'm going to be highly opposed to. Go ahead.
So Monday, that's today, earlier today, government prosecutors dug deeper into evidence that allegedly showed Ulbricht commissioned the murders of 5 Silk Road users to protect the website. A Silk Road user named Friendly Chemist had been blackmailing Mr. Ulbricht, threatening to reveal the identities of dozens of Silk Road users unless Mr. Ulbricht paid him $500,000, according to prosecutors who read from chats taken off the Silk Road server. Mr. Ulbricht then allegedly asked a Silk Road user named... Remember, they're saying Ulbricht allegedly asked. What they have is a chat, allegedly, that says the Dread Pirate Roberts asked.
Right. We haven't seen that chat, right?
We haven't, but the jury and whoever was in the courtroom purportedly did.
Okay.
Dread Pirate Roberts then allegedly asked a Silk Road user named Red and White to murder Friendly Chemist, according to prosecutors.
Whoa.
In a series of chats that read like a normal business transaction, prosecutors showed Ulbricht allegedly negotiating the price of the assassination job with user Red and White. Quote, "If you want it to look like an accident, it would cost a lot more," Red and White wrote, ultimately settling on a price of $150,000. "I've only ever commissioned one other hit, so I'm still learning this market," Ulbricht allegedly wrote. After Red and White...
I don't know if I believe that, even if he did everything, the fact that like what people will say, buyers are liars, as we say in the sales industry. Mm-hmm. Many times people will say different things during the negotiation process in order to, you know, make things go their way. I don't know that, you know, that state, the claim here that he has negotiated a hit previously is really a value.
After Red and White claimed the job was done, prosecutors said Ulbricht paid another $500,000 for the murders of four other people who were associated with Friendly Chemist.
Well, it's just a claim? I mean, these are chat logs. Couldn't those easily be faked by feds?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah,
of course.
Yeah. And I also, I would question anybody who would send, you know, payment for a hit without some kind of evidence that it has been done.
Wall Street Journal's glossing over this testimony. I don't know how much of it was shown in court, but we're talking about taking hours of testimony down to a few paragraphs here. I know that in the indictment, it did say that the feds at one point actually had the person who was being targeted, allegedly by Ross, take some sort of fake death photo, and they allegedly sent that.
I want to see that.
Yeah.
That should be made public.
I don't, like I said, I don't know if that was revealed in testimony today. I don't know how generic this
testimony was.
Love
that.
Yeah. So, I mean, those are the allegations, and again, how much of it came out today, I don't know. Hopefully we'll hear from maybe some of the folks from the Liberty Beat or get a more detailed picture
of what
they were claiming.
It sounds like the feds, like, were trying to pinch him in every kind of way possible. Like, first of all, I thought it was hundreds of thousands of identities that were going to be revealed, not dozens. And I guess it shouldn't make a difference, you know, the number of people whose identities are going to be revealed, whether or not you use a hitman on the person, but it seems to make a difference to me.
Well, for me, the blackmail is, you know, more it's pretty relevant. I mean, if somebody's blackmailing you for $500,000...
and they're essentially, if you don't pay them, what they do might land you in prison for the rest of your life. They are essentially threatening your life, aren't they?
You can't make moral judgments about what a person does in a coerced situation, right? So, like, if I stick
But
if I stick a gun to your head and tell you to do something immoral and you do it, I mean, I can't say that you're immoral for doing that, right?
I hear you. So, it's tough. It's a tough scenario. I get it. But, you know, this is the problem. This, you know, Ross Ulbricht was an incompetent criminal.
Yeah.
And incompetent criminals bring all kinds of problems down on their heads. He had to commit more heinous crimes in order to cover his incompetency. I mean, what this guy should have done is he should have, A, set up a competent criminal enterprise, or B, taken the fall so that the next person can come along and learn from his mistakes.
Well, he's taking a fall, and people can definitely learn from these mistakes.
And I guess I have to feel bad for him on that?
Unfortunately, the guy operating Silk Road 2.0 didn't apparently learn from the mistakes. And
he didn't have the opportunity to really sort of pore over it.
Well, he could have read the indictment a year ago, and there was a lot of information in that indictment. But
yes.
He made some pretty serious mistakes as well. Blake Benthal, who apparently allegedly confessed to running Silk Road 2.0. There hasn't been much at all about that case since the arrest happened back in November.
How would you do that? It doesn't even help. I mean, how could it help?
It's not gonna help him. He's screwed if that's true. That all I saw was a report about that. I don't know how true that report was. So I do have more detail on some of these murder-for-hire allegations. PCWorld.com has an article, Silk Road Operators Developed a Taste for Murder. We'll share more details with you here in moments. 855-450-FREE, the latest from the Ross Ulbricht Silk Road trial. This is Free Talk Live. You can share your thoughts.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Yeah? Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the Freeze-Dry Guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in here toll-free to share your thoughts on Ross Ulbricht. Coming up, related to the Silk Road, tangentially, is the Bitcoin universe. And it is a big universe. Silk Road was just one tiny little corner of it. Derek Jay is here with us tonight to talk about the Satoshi...
Roundtable.
Satoshi Roundtable. I keep thinking Satoshi Circle, but that's the gambling site. Satoshi Roundtable.
Yeah.
Which we'll talk more. Is this some sort of a first-time ever meeting of the Bitcoin bigwigs, the movers and shakers, not like a convention that you and I could attend, but kind of a secretive meeting.
That's right.
Secretive in some ways, but not others. We'll tell you more about that coming up here in a moment. We're still talking about the latest on the Ross Ulbricht trial, where the prosecution has trotted out the murder-for-hire allegations right at the end of their case, which they closed today. Defense began. They called three witnesses. They were prevented by the judge from calling two of their witnesses, the judge claiming they didn't give enough notice on the two witnesses, including Andreas Antonopoulos, who has been a guest on this very radio show, as a matter of fact.
This murder-for-hire stuff, I am very skeptical. First of all, the charges out of Maryland for the murder-for-hire stuff have been around for 15 months without any action. I mean, they could have acted on them, right?
He's been indicted but not charged, isn't that right, with the murder-for-hire?
That's my understanding. I mean, if this guy hired people to murder other people, why wouldn't you bring that before a court, get him convicted, and then have some solid evidence for this federal case and be like, look, here's what happened. We've got all the evidence. Instead, they wait 15 months, do nothing with it, and then drag it out into court the day before they rest their case just to slander this guy. That's what it seems like to me. They're like, oh, we typed up a bunch of fake logs, drew some fake pictures like the feds are known to do, and
right.
then we're like, oh, look how evil this guy is.
How can you trust the feds? And that was the first thing I thought of when they started trotting out these allegations when they first arrested him. As soon as they arrested him, they made these allegations about murder for hire, even though he's never been charged with it. They dragged this out so they could drag him through the mud so people who would have supported him, like Mark, you're yeah. upset about this. If you're saying if this was true, you're really upset, you don't want to support a killer. And that's what a lot of people were thinking when they heard those allegations, trusting the word of the government. Just the word of the government.
Now, I'd like to see some evidence.
Well, yeah, that's so.
You mean something besides chat logs?
Yeah, that's not evidence.
I would agree that this is that they've gone about this in a legally unacceptable in this country, a completely legally unacceptable manner, which is to say that they allowed this evidence to come into a drug trial, this murder evidence to come into a drug trial when he hasn't been convicted of the murder. If they want to bring in the evidence of the murder in the drug trial, that's fine after they have a trial for murder.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm with you on that. So I don't know exactly how, like, I'm upset as if this is their plan is to sully his reputation. It's working for people like me who are like, oh, geez, I can't, like, I just can't accept it. If he's opened an online drug, store or whatever it is, or a marketplace, I'm fine with that. I don't have a problem with that. But if he contracted to kill somebody who was attempting to blackmail him, I have a much more difficult time with that scenario. Yes, I will agree that blackmail is a threat on your freedom, and if it's a threat on your freedom, it's a threat on your life. I get it. But
does that legitimize hiring someone to kill a blackmailer? We can talk about that here in a moment. Let's talk a little more about what some of the allegations are, because the Wall Street Journal gave a few very brief one-sentence paragraphs about these murder-for-hire allegations, but the folks over at PC World did write a whole article about it. And I'm jumping in where they kind of summarize the Silk Road case. Yes, the Silk Road underground drug market, Ross Ulbricht, the man accused of running it. And let's jump in here. So their last witness, federal prosecutors brought to the stand Federal Bureau of Investigation contractor Brian Shaw, who analyzed the Silk Road servers seized by the government and the laptop computer that Ulbricht was using when he was arrested. Through chat logs and diary entries found on Ulbricht's computer, prosecutors detailed how someone under the name of Dread Pirate Roberts had commissioned two sets of hits, or murders for hire, from someone claiming to be from the Hell's Angels Motorcycle Club. The first hit was taken out on an individual with the Silk Road name Friendly Chemist, which had approached Dread Pirate Roberts demanding $500,000 within 72 hours.
He doesn't sound very friendly.
Or he would reveal the identities of 5,000 Silk Road users. The other article said 15 or something like that. Anyway, as a sort
Wait,
of...
Wait, how many is this article saying?
5,000.
$5,000.
That's a big difference.
As a sort of eBay for illegal goods, Silk Road matched buyers and sellers and ensured their identities would remain hidden, so such a breach would be devastating to the site.
Now, I think what's important to point out here is that this claim of I will reveal 5,000 people's names is
sounds
basically
like
a
bunk.
What's that?
It sounds like bunk. How is he going to get that information?
Well, it doesn't really matter.
I guess he would have somehow proven to Dread Pirate Roberts that he did have this information and that he was going to release it. But
a threat of kidnapping is a threat of kidnapping whether you believe the person has the ability to do it or not, right? Like, it's not your obligation as the victim of a kidnapping threat to figure out what the veracity of the threat is.
Wait
right?
a minute, you sort of have to know if it's a credible threat, right? So if
to some extent, but if it seems credible to you at the time,
okay, yeah,
right.
Like, I follow.
The police officers got to shoot Tamir, whatever his name was, in Cleveland,
right,
for having an airsoft gun, for reaching for an airsoft gun when he didn't reach for it from the video. But the claim is that the 12-year-old reached for the air gun and they shot him dead. They shot him down. It was an airsoft gun, but they believed that it was a realistic threat. They thought a 12-year-old playing with a gun was a reasonable threat, so they killed him.
More from the story of the PC World. So, again, threatened with 72 hours or $500,000 Friendly Chemist claimed he needed the money to pay off the Hells Angels, from whom he said he and a partner had purchased $750,000 worth of LSD to sell on Silk Road. Friendly Chemist's partner, Real Lucy Drop, had taken off with the drugs without paying the Hells Angels the full amount, and now the Angels were holding Friendly Chemist responsible. Friendly Chemist explained to Dread Pirate Roberts that extorting funds from the Silk Road was how he would repay the drug dealers. At the time, Dread Pirate Roberts was in touch with someone claiming to speak for Hells Angels.
Now, the Friendly Chemist was a real person or a Fed plant?
I don't know that detail. I don't recall that detail. But it doesn't really... I don't know if it really matters either way. Friendly Chemist.
Well, it does if they're just coming up with a bunch of lies to, you know.
Oh, I see what you mean. If the feds are claiming they can reveal 5,000 users and then trying to put Ross into a corner or trying to put Dread Pirate Roberts into a corner where he might be willing to do something like this, is that what you're getting at?
Yeah.
Interesting theory. So, again, he was allegedly, Dread Pirate Roberts was allegedly talking with someone claiming to be from the Hells Angels. And
I wonder what you would do if you have this, if you're the Friendly Chemist and you send out a message or whatever to, you know, the admin of whatever that you're going to do this or that in 36 hours. Was that
72 hours?
72 hours. I, as a salesperson, contact people who run businesses. In many cases, those are web-based businesses. In most cases, they have some web-based component. On a daily basis. And I can tell you, I have an email tracking device that, you know, program or whatever that lets me know whether somebody's opened an email. And the at least half of my emails don't get opened in the course of 2 or 3 days. Sometimes I'll send a second one that kind of helps bump it up out of the spam file if it's followed up by something and then they feel like it's a real person. I don't know. Whatever it is. Sometimes I have to make telephone calls because I never get a response on my emails. What if he just not responded at all? And you'd be like, hey, no, really, I'm going to release these names in the next 72 hours. Because, I mean, like...
But you'd be calling his bluff.
You wouldn't
way, right?
know, but you wouldn't even know if somebody saw it, right? Like, would you release these 5,000 names if you didn't even know for certain that somebody had seen your threat?
So I just find myself wondering how someone would have gotten 5,000 names out of the Silk Road. I mean, I guess it could have been like a major security breach that revealed the contents of the users' messages to one another. But when you sign up for the Silk Road, you don't give them your email address. You certainly don't give them your real name. So it's not like somebody could hack into the user database and glean any useful information whatsoever. They would have had to have had access to the messages sent between the sites users, between buyer and seller, where the buyer may actually put an address in there. But even then, that's not necessarily the address of the person nor the name of the person who's the buyer, because the buyer could buy for anybody.
Maybe that's what Andreas Antonopoulos could have explained to the jury about Bitcoin.
Great point. There's more coming up here in moments. 855 453 more on the alleged hits coming up.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you dial toll-free here and bring up anything you want. We're talking about the shocking allegations in the Silk Road trial. We knew they were coming. And the prosecution held them for the very end of these alleged murders for hire that were reportedly perpetrated by Dread Pirate Roberts, the operator of the Silk Road, the most infamous underground black marketplace where you could not buy delicious, delicious fresh fruit. Let me tell you about Sherry's Berries. If she tells you that she doesn't want anything for Valentine's Day,
it's a trap.
Well, what she's talking about is, get me something for Valentine's Day. And I don't know if this just applies to she's, but I would think this applies to anybody who's saying they don't want something for Valentine's Day. I mean, who would not want to open up a box of Sherry's Berries?
Well,
whoever that person is has a black heart.
They may or may not want something for Valentine's Day. That may or may not be true. But I'll tell you, if they get Sherry's Berries, they will thank you for them because there's the percentage of people who do not like giant, delicious, freshly dipped strawberries in America has to be really, really small.
Very, very small. So go to berries.com and get freshly dipped giant strawberries from Sherry's Berries starting at just $19.99, over 40% savings. It's berries.com, berries.com. To get the deals, you click on the microphone in the top right and type in the code FTL. They're delicious. White milk and dark chocolatey goodness topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzle, or nuts. And for the extra $10, or for an extra $10, you will double the berries.
Do that.
I recommend that you do that.
These are so good. They're so, so good.
You will want double the berries because you'll be sad you didn't get double the berries. They're so
Derek,
great.
Derek, have you had these yet?
Yeah, they're delicious.
Okay, I just don't want to make sure that we haven't, like, eaten them all when you had
them. I've had some.
So I love it when we get Cherry's berries here at the studio. And if you really think that somebody doesn't, well, your loved one doesn't want something on Valentine's Day, just have Cherry's berries delivered the day before Valentine's Day. There's always a good reason to have Cherry's Berries. So anyway, berries.com, code FTL. That gets you the discounts. And don't forget to double the berries for just $10 more at berries.com. Dread Pirate Roberts, we are talking about the Silk Road trial. Ross Ulbricht may be facing the rest of his life in prison. He's certainly going to have a tough time getting a full realm of not guilty verdicts here because he essentially admitted to creating the website on the very first day of trial in opening statements. The only question is, how much time did he spend on the site? Was he there in just the beginning, as he claims, only to be lured back in at the very end, or is that just a story that the defense is telling to try to poke holes in, to have the jury decide that there's a lack, or that there's some reasonable doubt in this case?
But point of clarification, if one juror says not guilty, but all the rest say guilty, that's a hung jury,
that's
right?
Correct.
And that means they
can
have
then
to
try him again if they
in the
want
same
it.
Court. They don't have to
correct
go higher up. So this could go on forever and
it
ever.
Could.
Oh my goodness.
That's if you find one juror who's
willing
that
to go against the grain and go against the group.
And my experience with juries is that even when they're educated on the idea of jury nullification, they just don't have the commitment to these ideas that we do, right? Like, you're just talking about average people generally out there making a decision as to whether somebody broke the law or not. And I can tell you, Russ Ulbricht broke the law. And that's all they're going to see here from what I can tell. And I mean, we can have debates about the morality of that all day long, but he admitted it in the first, his attorney admitted in the first hour of the court that he did it.
Yeah.
He did at least some of this. And I don't, the things that he's admitted to will likely get him so much time in prison, it doesn't make a difference.
Which is one reason I think he should testify as a last ditch effort to try to connect
what
with the jury.
What could go wrong in him testifying?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think I'm convinced on the blackmailing thing.
About what?
Convinced that there's some sort of moral standing for defending oneself with lethal force in the case of being blackmailed. In the case of a blackmailer, essentially what you're proposing is a person who is, rather than threatening your freedom, using the government or some other agency of violence to... They could be telling an armed gang, right? Hey, this guy did this or that. And it doesn't matter what you did was legal or illegal. It's just that's what blackmail is, right?
So I wasn't planning on getting into this discussion, but we can. And what I wanted to point out was that while I think you can justify using violence in response to a blackmailer, the real problem is you may not know who the person is.
Oh, yeah.
You may not know. I mean, how does he know? Let's presume this is all true and this wasn't some planted evidence by some corrupt federal agents. Let's presume it's true. How would Dread Pirate Roberts have known for sure who Friendly Chemist was?
Right. There's a dead person. So, and,
First of all, how would he know the hit was done?
Right.
Number two, but first, how would he know he had the right person to put the hit out on?
Maybe he could demonstrate some sort of control over a Bitcoin address that has, like, a lot of money in it or something. Be like, oh, I'm this guy. You know,
okay, so
there's only a certain number of people who could be this guy because I've got a lot of Bitcoin and, here I can move it around and I can show you that I am who I say I am. Maybe that would demonstrate it.
He could look at the person's account on the Silk Road and look at their messages and see, what address and name they were putting on shipments for interest, or for instance, anything that they were purchasing. That might be an indicator of who it is. But at the same time, you could go on the Silk Road and if I wanted to, I could order things and send them to you, Derek, and you would have no idea. Where'd all this marijuana come from? just because the person's name is on a shipping label doesn't mean that that's the person who placed the order on the Silk Road.
Right.
So I just find myself really wondering how he came to any real conclusions about who the perpetrator
is. So that's what Ross should do. He should take the stand tomorrow and be like, look, I wouldn't have any idea if this blackmail thing was real or not. So, of course, it wasn't me. This is totally made up. There's no real evidence. And furthermore, who on this jury smokes pot? Am I right?
Right. So you're proposing that Ross Ulbricht's defense be, I couldn't possibly be this stupid.
Dread Pirate Roberts, this is. I want to get back into the PC World story here where they talk more about the details, or the alleged details around the supposed hits. Dread Pirate Roberts was hoping that the site, that is the Silk Road, could work more directly with large drug distributors rather than street dealers that made up the primary pool of vendors using the Silk Road. The Hell's Angels could be a conduit to such business. Dread Pirate Roberts told user Red and White about the extortion attempt and asked if the Hell's Angels could put out a hit on Friendly Chemist. Red and White, who allegedly had connections to the Hell's Angels, said they could do the job for $150,000 or $300,000 for a murder that looked like an accident. He did note the Hell's Angels had already found Real Lucy Drop, which is the partner of Friendly Chemist, who was extorting the Silk Road, and resolved that matter to their satisfaction. Red and White also provided what he claimed was the identity of Friendly Chemist.
Red and White sounds like a Fed name, because Red and White is on the flag, yeah.
34-year-old British Columbia resident Blake Krokoff. So, Dread Pirate Roberts got the information about who Friendly Chemist was from another user of the website?
This is not trustworthy.
It just doesn't sound believable at all. Why you would... I mean, if Ross Ulbricht doesn't seem like a stupid guy, yes, he made some mistakes, but, I mean, people are going to make mistakes.
When you put people in pressure, under pressure,
I'm
convinced that the ability to function under pressure is sort of another form of intelligence.
True,
that
they didn't tell him 72 hours.
We don't have... we don't have ways to describe this, but the ability to function under pressure is... really an uncommon trait. When you put pressure down on people, they get stupid. I've found under pressure situations, I'm not particularly good at thinking about it, but I'm, when something catastrophic happens, I'm the guy who runs towards that bad thing happening as opposed to running away from that bad thing happening.
I'm a firefighter.
I'm the perfect, personality type to be doing the firefighting stuff because, my dumb butt without thinking runs towards it as opposed to away from it. But I think that people that can really function under that pressure and have that same personality trait are, these people are, they're geniuses in their own way.
Now, one of the things that I don't know, again, if this detail was revealed in the trial, what I'm curious about is how did Dread Pirate Roberts get hooked up with this guy who claimed to know the Hell's Angels in the first place? Did he go through his message board that was on
the feds are experts at gaining your trust. This is what they do for a living, right?
I still don't know for sure if Red and White was a fed.
No, that's all right. They're pulling you in, too.
Let me give you a little bit more information here about that, because it says here, after some price haggling, Dread Pirate Roberts told Red and White to do the job.
Never take the first price from a hitman.
And on March 31st,
what do you do here?
Red and White let Dread Pirate Roberts know by chat that his problem with Friendly Chemist had been taken care of. Red and White indicated in a chat that he sent a photo of the deceased Friendly Chemist, though the photo had been deleted from the computer shortly after it was received, said prosecutors. We'll tell you more about the case here in a moment. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. How did he know that Friendly Chemist and Red and White were not the same person? It's Free Talk Live.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write worms in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.